Coming this summer from Pixar, the studio that gave you Toy Story 5, Electric Boogaloo, The Fantastic Four, Incredibles, and at least 7 unnecessary Cars movies. And Disney, the studio that owns everything. We present the latest heartwarming chapter in the Finding Nemo saga, Finding Emo.
We need to find a way to get home. You need to just keep swimming.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my real mom.
But your dad will be so worried. We've been lost for days.
Maybe it's society who's lost. Or maybe I'm just lost inside my own sadness. Goodbye, cruel world.
Don't leave. Where are you going?
Hot Topic.
This summer, Nemo is finally a teenager. With all new songs from Randy Newman and The Promise Ring.
Emo, watch out. There's a giant squid nearby. Look at that ink.
Oh, that's just my mascara.
Finding Emo. This time, there's no end to the fun.
Yeah! All right, let's do it! Suck it!
Come on, everyone, let's go join the fun in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. It's not far to go. We'll enjoy the show in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden. Come on and come on, we'll grab you by the balls in Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy.
I'm looking for Miss Trisha Chicken? I'm Gino with Morrison Maintenance and Repair.
Oh, good, you made it.
Oh, wow, are you one of the actors here? That's gotta be something else.
It sure is.
So how you like it? Is it a good gig?
Sure, I love working at Chuck E. Cheese. What robot doesn't dream of being a singer/dancer? It's just that, well, I do 37 shows a day, and my hydraulics are starting to fail mid-song. It's scaring the little children. Did you see it? It just happened again. I really hope your maintenance team can fix me. Otherwise, they won't renew my contract next year.
They'd fire you just for being worn out? That's awful. What would you do?
Well, there aren't too many options for a female performer of my age, but I'm definitely too pretty to sort boxes with those drab little robots at the Amazon shipping center.
Well, let's take a look here. Oh, jeez. Looks like your steel frame has been pretty neglected. Some of these rivets look original. How old did you say you were?
A lady never tells, silly. But my debut performance was in 1977. I was so bright-eyed and optimistic. I couldn't wait to look out over that audience of little smiling faces. I never would have anticipated how many toddlers would end up puking on me. Sorry, my audio track gets stuck sometimes.
Yeah, I could see some of that old moisture right there in your knee joints. Looks like that screw there got pretty rusted out. The threading is all stripped on it, so it's not holding together like you should.
Wow, you really know your stuff. Thank you so much for working on me, Gino. I really appreciate it. While I've got you, can you pick this booger out of the fur on the back of my elbow here? Some little punk wiped it on me a few weeks ago, and the cleaning crew still hasn't found it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thanks! Oh, there's my cue. Let's pick up this after I finish my next number.
And now, we take you to another part of the Enchanted Forest, under a magical bridge, near the Healthplex on Route 12.
Aha! Not so fast! Answer me riddles to this bridge pass. This test be strong and sturdy. The riddles I have be 30.
Not so fast, Mr. Troll. I'm already late for my shift at the hospital. I don't have time to answer 30 riddles.
Oh, it's okay. Between you and me, I only need 3. I wanted more from thee because I'm lonely.
Fine. Just get on with it.
Imagine a world in which a guy whose arms when wet still be dry. Could this be common? Skin like Tutankhamun? So shriveled it looks like marble rye.
Is this like from a TV show or something? I'm not great at pop culture.
No, it be real. A sensitive deer.
Wait a second. Is your arm covered in bark? Oh, God, please tell me that's not tree bark. How did you get so dry?
I did not say me. This subject be a mystery.
So let me get this straight. In order to cross the bridge, you want me to give you a medical diagnosis?
I mean, it isn't myself who... Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to a doctor's office like a normal person?
The process be really tough to sign up on healthcare.gov.
That actually makes sense. Okay, so tell me about your lifestyle. Any bad habits?
Well, my grubby grub leaves and twigs, and twice per day a pack of cigs.
Okay, I'll stop you right there. You smoke 2 packs of cigarettes per day? You have to know how bad that is for you.
Oh, a human that's quite quick. One who gets the uncommon shtick.
I mean, it's common knowledge that cigarettes are bad for your health.
On to the next tricky question, our physical investigation.
God, can we just make this quick, please? I was supposed to be in surgery like 10 minutes ago.
Doctors aplenty have tried before you to guess why his fingers protrude out of one shoe. His tears are like plaster, colon's a disaster, and his earwax pours out like hot glue.
Stop. We already established these riddles are about you. I can clearly see you have a ball of fingers on your foot.
Tell me why, please. These ailments plague just me.
Okay, first off, that was a very weak rhyme scheme.
Okay, you try rhyming 24/7, they're not all gonna be winners!
Second of all, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're a bridge troll.
Troll isn't PC anymore, actually. I prefer to be called a bridge whore.
So, you're probably the product of inbreeding and generational genetic diseases.
Well, if you want on trolls to dish, at least we aren't as bad as the Irish.
Hey, well, that's offensive. Well, actually, that's pretty true. Anyways, all these issues are either undiagnosable or untreatable. Can we be done with this? I have to put a heart into some dumb kid.
Just 2 more questions to go.
How about 1 more?
1 more question to go. And with this one, be quick, not slow.
Fine, go.
When I pee, I make a fuss, for out comes only pus.
No.
My bum is red, the warts on my head after buying a hooker named Gus.
Okay, that's definitely syphilis.
Oh. What would I do for that?
You really just need a couple doses of penicillin. Honestly, I'm surprised you can keep these rhymes going. Your brain is probably rotten from having untreated syphilis for so long.
Yippee-voila! Thank ye, good medical professional. You have saved me from a grim processional.
Well, I wouldn't say that. You're definitely going to die pretty soon.
Oh, okay then.
And now, some tips for a spectacular autumn from a basic bitch.
Society loves trying to convince us that we're the only ones who love cozying up with a pumpkin spice latte and our favorite Charlotte Bronte novel. So I've decided to make a list of the top 6 things us basic bitches are looking forward to this season in the hopes that we can all unabashedly enjoy them together. Number 1, pumpkin picking. There are a few things I enjoy more than taking in the crisp Chicago air as I search for the perfect pumpkin so I can watch it rot for the next 5 weeks. Number 2, chunky sweaters. There is nothing better than an oversized wool sweater with a refined argyle print to dress up our fall wardrobe. For that chic editorial look, go for a size that covers your face completely, just like the Headless Horseman. Because what's more comfortable than hiding your dead, lifeless eyes from this cruel, cruel world? Number 3, football season. One of my favorite ways to ring in autumn's first chilly evenings is by baking my favorite football party food, like buffalo chicken wings, or buffalo cauliflower bites, or buffalo vanilla ice cream. Then, when our favorite team gets beat out of the playoffs, my friends and I love to drag my furniture into the street and set it all on fire in a blind rage. Number 4, Instagramming the autumn leaves during your strolls in the park. Nobody can deny that the color palette of Chicago in the fall is positively brilliant. Plus, if you're going to walk in the park by yourself, it's best to leave a digital trail of your whereabouts so the cops can have some leads to go off of when they search for your body later that night. Number 5, bonfires. Nothing says fall like grabbing your favorite pumpkin ale and snuggling around a bonfire with your sweetie to watch the sacrificial burning of your village's firstborn sons. Number 6, spooky manicures. With Halloween approaching, seasonal manicures are where it's at. You can even save money by skipping the salon and treating yourself to an at-home spa experience. To do this, simply slay your greatest foe with a machete, chop their lifeless body into chunks, and then let their blood air dry on your fingertips. Finish with a chip-free top coat of clear polish to lock in the rich red color of murder. Well, there you have it. I hope this list inspires you to go out there and live your best basic bitch life to the fullest, while you still can.
Got totally blue, it really sucked on ice. But if you wanna be cool, you gotta pay the price. A friend of a guy I know had a car to sell. I had some extra cash to blow, so I said, what the hell?
Everybody, this is Jasmine Sumner again with my ASMR channel. I'm really excited today because I've invited my friend Klaus. Klaus is a lovely gentleman. Say hi, Klaus.
Hello.
Hi, Klaus.
I'm the former German exchange student from Germany.
Klaus and I had the great fortune of meeting when I was in high school, and we had a very romantic summer that ended abruptly, but no hard feelings, right, Klaus?
No.
So,
I still think about it.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think about it?
I married to Toby, but...
That isn't what I asked.
Oh. So we're gonna, I'm gonna do some sounds for you guys, and then Klaus will also be sharing his sounds as well. Klaus, you look really good, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You look really good.
You look amazing.
So thank you, Klaus. So for my first sound, one of my favorites, I think if you're ever needing some pampering and you're not by a comb or a brush, you can listen to me by a comb or a brush. And it's going to sound a little something like this. Isn't that great, Klaus?
You have such beautiful hair.
You know, it's all about self-care this year.
Yeah.
This year is the year of self-care, so that's...
I could take care of you.
Okay, so Klaus, why don't we listen to your sound?
Yeah. So mine sound that I brought is from the last Oktoberfest in München.
Oh, great. Yeah, good yeah. one. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember that summer we had? Yeah.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. This is at the end of the fest when all the drunk people are trying to get home and the janitors are cleaning up all their messes. It is very relaxing to me. Yeah. Wasn't that just lovely?
That is how I remember it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been my first choice for a relaxing sound, but to each his own, as my husband, Toby, reminded me. Well, since we're getting a little crazy, I thought I'd share with you one of my special secret favorite sounds. As you know, I was a professional ballerina for years, and I had two reconstructive surgeries on my ACL, and afterwards I woke up with a really intoxicating sound coming out of my right knee with
so
every bend.
Insulting.
Yes, it's a lovely sound, and I'll share it with you right now.
Yeah. That is good.
Pretty special, right?
Yeah. This is sehr gut.
Yeah, those are my battle wounds. Very proud, really proud of those. I've got a pin in that knee.
I want to put my pin in your knee.
Oh, interesting. Great. So, Toby, sorry, you're not Toby. Klaus.
I can be Toby.
No, I just want to hear the sound that you brought. Why don't you share your second sound?
Yeah. The second sound that I brought is actually from a notable German dungeon that I would love to take you to sometime. It's a dance party, you know, the uns.
Yes, you know I love dancing, Klaus.
Yes. It goes a little something like this.
Wow, that is really sexually charged.
Yeah,
in sound.
That is where the painted ladies go.
Really?
As you put in your country.
Wow. So and it's still open, you said?
Yeah, it is thriving, as you would say.
Wow, that's really something.
Yeah.
Well, I think that concludes this episode of ASMR. Again, I'm your host, Jasmine Sumner. This has been my very erotic friend Klaus.
Yeah.
And
it's good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here.
Would you like to get in my Volkswagen?
I would. Yeah. I want to take a ride in your rabbit. I sure would. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend and rest well.
Now it's time for everybody's favorite space tyrant, Zagron Conqueror.
Zagron? Arthur. Thank you for coming by, guys. Have a seat.
If you insist. Ah, I see that this chair is made of compressed vegetable fiber, and you are offering it in the spirit of communal engorgement.
No, Zagron, just...
I accept your offering. This shall do nicely to start the midday nourishment protocol.
See, this is what I was talking about.
Did he just eat that wooden chair?
Aw, come on, Zag. I thought we were going to go get some brats.
Zagron, please, just find a place to sit.
One moment. My apologies. Terran flora often conflicts with my digestive processes.
Jeez, talk about junk in the trunk.
Never mind, Arthur. It's all right. Gentlemen, you remember Sandra Wallace, our HR director?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Miss Wallace. How's things up on the fourth floor?
Yes, I remember you. You are the life form who interrogated me so that I may work in this job. I never had a chance to thank slash blame you in person.
I apologize. I've been drinking heavily for some time, and I've apparently made some bad choices.
What Miss Wallace is saying is that she has had a chance to review some of her recent missteps, and that, coupled with your recent behavior, has led to you being called here.
Enough with the double talk, Lister. Zag and I got a date with a couple of red-hot brats and some cold brewskis. Let's wrap this up. Chop chop!
And you are...
This is Arthur Snurd, Mr. Zagron's emotional support animal.
Howdy!
I see. This is worse than I thought. Mr. Zagron, is Zagron your first or last name?
No.
Fine, moving on. Mr. Zagron, it's come to our attention that you have been, how shall I put it, reducing productivity amongst our peers?
You keep killing your co-workers.
What? I have been dispatching a wide variety of human scum using time-tested Graxulanian vaporization techniques. I think labeling it as merely killing makes the process seem rather mundane. I am an artisan, you know.
Yes, well, whereas it's unfortunate that this long string of gruesome deaths has been ignored up to this point...
Hey, we do live in Chicago, after all.
We do need to take some punitive measures here at Oleander Widget. We believe in second chances, and since this is your first official offense, even if it does involve multiple homicides... It is our corporate policy to let you off with a warning.
After you pass a psychological evaluation, which in your case is not a foregone conclusion.
Hey, wait a minute. We got rights here, you know? I learned to never go into a meeting without a lawyer ever since my Uncle Freddy got thrown in the hoosecow for dressing up homeless people as Civil War reenactors. They railroaded him.
Look, Arthur, we're not pressing charges. This is strictly procedure.
It is fine, Arthur. I have withstood the varied, ghastly tortures of the Criminian Space Lords. Do your worst, HR Overlord.
Such an open-minded attitude. All right, then, let's begin, Mr. Zagron. How do you feel your performance has been since you started here?
Well, I have vaporized 12 fellow employees, 5 middle management drones, 2 vice presidents and a mailroom clerk. So, about average. To be fair, the last one was an accident. I thought the mail cart was a Pragnian stealth drone, and I panicked.
Though those statistics are impressive, I meant your job performance.
Meh, I've not been fired yet.
Right, moving on. How anxious, depressed, or irritable are you on a daily basis? On a scale of 1 to 10.
My rage knows no bounds, human. I seethe with the hatred of a million exploding stars, and a toxic bloodlust courses constantly through my veins, waiting for the simplest of provocations to ignite a firestorm of vengeance!
Okay, for a project manager, that's a solid 8. Finally, if you pass this review, what are your goals for an upcoming year?
Please don't say kill Lister.
My goals for this coming year are to finally get off this backwater of a planet and continue my subjugation of all life. You shall all tremble before me. Yada, yada, yada. It's all on file in my cover letter.
Yo, Zag, you forgot anything?
What? Yes, thank you, Arthur. Kill Lister. My apologies, David. I have been distracted lately. Rest assured that your messy and painful demise has never been far from my mind.
Gee, thanks.
Well, due to the relaxed business standards of the current administration, the traditional grievance arbitration process has been replaced by a quick slap on the face.
Hey, why'd you slap me?
If you think I'm slapping the serial killer...
Artisan vaporizer.
Serial artisan vaporizer with the anger management issues in the face. You're crazier than he is. Now, if you excuse me, I have to go ignore several OSHA violations while getting blackout drunk.
Well, at least now I know how you two psychos have kept your jobs.
To be fair, only Zagron's the real psycho. I just have a near sociopathic lack of concern about the atrocities he commits on a regular basis. Oh, well, brat time.
Yes, let us proceed. We have many brats to devour.
Smell you later, Lister.
Yes, we shall smell you later, as vapors from your decaying corpse are wafted away by the autumn breeze. Farewell!
Well, he is a genocidal maniac, but at least he's not a member of Congress.
Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden was written and performed by Roland Petruni, Keith Hernandez, Taylor Koch, Mike Ofilarovich, Garrett Olson, Emily Ramirez, and Alan Morgan. Music by Osmium, John Wall, Dave Waterbury, and Alan Morgan. Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden is a production of Memoriam Development.
WGLY.
Yo, hot dog!